When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Welcome to the Jill on Money Coronavirus Market Update. It is Tuesday, July 14th. That is Bastille Day, to those of you following that. What else is it? Hey, you know what it is, Mark? It is an anniversary. We started this podcast on March 14th. So here we are, July 14th, and we started going to daily podcast back in March. Here we are still going because we are here to try to answer your pressing financial questions. And I know it is a very strange time with virus surging in parts of the country and stock market surging at the same time. It seems really weird. I get it. But, you know, remember, the stock market doesn't really care who's getting sick and what's happening. What the investment community cares about is, will there be more stimulus? Will the Federal Reserve keep interest rates at zero? And that, will there be some winners out of this? And right now, investors are saying, yes, there are. I am not suggesting that you try to time the market, but I am trying to suggest to you, gang, that there is something that feels slightly off in all of this. Without going into you should sell, I just think people should stick to their game plans and be cautious. Don't necessarily jump on the stock market bandwagon if you've never invested before. We'd love to hear from you. Maybe we can help hold your hand and create a plan that will keep you on the right track. Our email address is askjill@jillonmoney.com. Or if you are on our website, jillonmoney.com, just click the contact button and you will find us. We will get your message. Okay, this is from Joe, who says, love the show and the common sense advice. I am retired, 69, collect Social Security and pension for a total of $5,000 a month. That's great. No mortgage, just a car loan. I had a 401k Roth converted to a regular Roth at Fidelity. Now, let's just make sure we get our terms right, gang. You're not converting. What you're doing is you're just rolling over. So you had a 401k Roth, you rolled it over to a Roth at Fidelity. Okay. At the beginning of the year, the account was $60,000, then went down to $45,000 at the bottom, February, March, and now it has grown up to $87,000. So it's a Fidelity Growth Index Funds, and I feel like I want to scrape off 20 to 25 grand profit and invest it or just save the cash, thinking we could hit another downturn. Your thoughts? Oh, Joe. It's almost like I set myself up, Mark. I did my little preamble of don't try to time the market, and there comes Joe's email. So no, I don't think this is a smart decision, unless you're asking me a different question, which is this Roth account allocated in a way that is consistent with your goals? Are you 100% in a Fidelity Growth Index Fund because this is money you don't need for the long term? Are you going to access this money at any time? Are you just uncomfortable with the amount of risk because you've been on a wild ride and now you want to change your allocation forever going forward? These are different questions. So this is not, oh, I want to skim some money off the top, then I'll reinvest it when we go down again. I'm asking you a question, Joe. Did you take too much risk and was the ride too dramatic for you? And now are you thinking, hey, you know what? I don't want to be 100% in stocks. I really want to be 70% stocks and 30% bonds. And I'm going to stick to that no matter what happens going forward. If that's the case, sure, change your allocation. If it's anything but that, I would be very careful. Don't try to time the market. Everyone else listening? Good. I'm glad. Hello, Ms. Schlesinger. Watching your every contribution on CBS this morning, thank you for your great tips. I should probably have a one-hour session with someone like you to help me reconfigure my finances. But until then, I have two questions. I'm a single mom, and I recently lost a six-figure job. Oh, God. Terrible. With debt and living on unemployment and alimony and child support, I'm worried I'm not going to be doing what I should be doing with my finances. In what order should I prioritize my finances? And where should I seek more detailed advice when I'm able to afford it? Or is there a firm that offers it at no charge? Thank you. I'm looking forward to hearing from you, Masha. In general, when we talk about triage and prioritizing, the first thing you need to do is make sure you understand how much money you're spending. What's coming into your household, which is right now the unemployment, the alimony and the child support, and then what's going out. The priority has to be food. Then we're going to talk about your shelter. Do you own a place or are you renting? Make sure you notify either a landlord or a mortgage company that you have been negatively impacted by this virus, and make sure that you understand that they understand you're not paying what you used to pay and you need some forbearance. You need a breathing room. And is there any debt? You would ask for forbearance there. And down the line, I'm very, very sorry that you lost your job. It's terrible to feel out of control like this. So if I can do more to help you, let me know. Okay. Steve writes, here's the situation. I'm 57. My wife's 51. We retired in early 2017. We're loving every minute of it. No lecture, please. How about that? Wow. Okay. Why should I lecture you? My 401k is worth $1.5 million. Hers is 700 grand. Okay, my pension is about $2,800 a month. Hers won't kick in for many years, but it will be another $600. We spend $60,000 to $80,000 a year, but who really knows? These are not normal times. So let's just do a quick calculation, gang, just so we're clear. So they have $2.2 million in retirement assets, all right? So I'm going to just do a quick calculation of what that generates, which is about, I don't know, it's called 65 or 70 grand a year. That's fantastic because he's got $2,800 a month coming in already. So they want to know generally is essentially, should they refinance a mortgage? They've got a mortgage that's at 4.25%, 27 years to go. Yeah, I mean, why not? You can certainly do that. If you are able to break even in a couple of years, then sure, go ahead and do that. I'm not going to lecture you, by the way, about retiring early, as long as you understand that, you know, you're going to be pulling money out of your retirement account to make up the difference between your pension and what you need. And you'll be pulling money out of those accounts and pay taxes on it. And, you know, just be clear that until you start collecting Social Security, you may be not living as comfortably as you thought you would have, but I presume you've run the numbers. Otherwise, I would never, ever, ever lecture you. Do you hear that sarcasm? Run the numbers. Okay. Ophelia says, I'm $34,000 from $1 million in my investment portfolio. I've got aggressive mutual funds at Vanguard, IRA, 401k. I'm 63, 3.5 years from retirement. I'm concerned about the volatility in the stock market. What should I do? First of all, I have these people who love like the round number. I got $1 million. Well, you could have $1 million in there in 3 days just from market movement. So calm down. Have you ever done an asset allocation? Are you going to need to draw from these investments anytime soon? When you hit retirement, what else will your income be? Guys, what's with these like funny numbers? Are you not listening to me every day? Come on, grab your little cup of coffee or green tea or whatever your motivates you. And remember that these are not numbers that fly out of my head. It's based on you and your situation. How much money do you need when you retire? When will you be claiming Social Security? What is it that you are going to be spending money on? I need more information. Here we go. Bob. I'm going to calm down for Bob because you know what his subject is? Thank you for all you do. And now I sound like a little shrieky pain in the neck. Hi, Jill. No big question here. Just wanted to thank you for all the work you do to create your podcast shows. I felt compelled to buy a Kindle version of your book and now look forward to learning more of your insights. I was excited the first time I heard you announce your Flying the Rainbow flag. It takes a lot of courage to be so publicly open. Our adult child came out about 6 years ago. They've been much happier since then. They're now finding their way in the world and in their career. You are making the world a better place through your words and actions. Thank you. Regards, Bob. And he says in parens, proud father and soon to be retired engineer. Oh, Bob, what a lovely way to end that. See, there I was. I lectured people, but now I get a nice thing. Not that I'm lecturing, but let me just say thank you, thank you, thank you to Bob. Let me say to everybody listening, be nice to everybody. Encourage people to be their best selves. Encourage people to be authentic. Try not to hide who you are. It really does help. It will actually improve your performance. I swear, it really will. So between now and tomorrow, here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about this. Before you start wondering about where the market's going next and what's going to happen, again, take a deep breath and think about yourself and your life. How are these things, how are these decisions impacting your life? And then when you really get down to it, if you do that and you stick to your game plan and get it done, this allows you to free up time to do other things, like do something nice for somebody or send a nice note to somebody or send a text. Whatever it is, try to do something nice for somebody else. Bob, what you just did was really nice and I so appreciate it and Mark appreciates it. We encourage all of you listening to do something nice today, tomorrow, every day for someone else. These are very trying times. Continue to wash your hands. Wear your masks, even if your town or municipality or state doesn't require it. Wear your masks. Boy, that was lecturing. Maintain your physical distancing. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.